Hey guys, in today's episode, I wanted to share some very practical tips to help you live a life that you're actually enjoying. So many of us struggle with rushing around from this thing to that thing. And there's also such a message out there about health that I think can be unhelpful and actually add more stress to our lives. And so I wanted to do an episode just sharing very practically things that I'm doing to get healthy meals on the table for my kids, that help me shape my priorities for my day, that help me incorporate movement into my life that actually decreases stress. So if you're a busy mom and a business owner, or you're just trying to figure out how do you do it all, then grab a cup of coffee or a nice big cup of tea and sit down and enjoy this episode with me. Hello and welcome to the She Can Share podcast, where I am going to help you arise and shine as the woman of influence that God is calling you to be, where you are going to learn how to share your God-given gifts, talents, and abilities with the world through content creation and by just being who you are. You are meant to let go of shame, guilt, condemnation, and fear, and arise and shine and be the light of the world. So whether you're here to grow your influence, grow your business, or just learn some content creation tips to express Christ in you, I want you to know that I'm here for it. So let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I want to talk today about living a holistically healthy lifestyle as a mom, as a business owner, as someone that creates content. And part of the reason why I wanted to talk about this today was because at the back end of last week, I just felt whelmed. And I'm using that term because one of my clients used it and I thought it was really great. He's like, I'm not overwhelmed, but I am whelmed. And I finished my week last week just feeling whelmed with some of the things that were changing with my social media agency, with some of the processes and systems and how we're doing things and blah, blah, blah. And I just really kind of ended the week being like, I need to take a break. And when Saturday rolled around, Friday night, my daughter went to the daddy-daughter dance with my husband, which was really cute. And I ended up going out with a good friend of mine and her kids, her two boys and my son. And we had some nachos and we let the kids play games and we just connected. But the next morning I woke up and felt very full and was like, oh my gosh, I ate too much. And I'm just feeling whelmed. I ate too much and we did have a really great time. So that was good. But I just was like, man, I just feel kind of like blah. Do you ever feel that way? Do you ever feel like blah? And so I don't know if you guys know this about me or not, but back in the day, I got a degree in exercise science and a certification in holistic health coaching from IIN, which is Institute for Integrated Nutrition. And I'm kind of sitting there on Saturday feeling whelmed with a belly full of nachos from the night before that probably weren't digested because we ate late. And I'm like, man, I just want to live like a good life, you know? I think I'm just going to be real for a second, but I think, you know, when you're ambitious, when you have dreams, when you have goals, those are great things. I talk about that a lot on my show, but I also think that it's so important that we live a sustainably healthy lifestyle, a life that we're enjoying. Like, yes, we're achieving this and we're doing that and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, if we're not enjoying it, or waking up feeling sluggish, or we're constantly rushing around, racing from one thing to the next, it's kind of like, what's the point, right? I put up an Instagram post earlier this week and said how I used to have this slogan that God takes fun seriously. And I did a talk on it one time at church, but just the importance of enjoying our life. And so part of why I wanted to hop on today and talk about this was because as women and as moms and as business owners, it's very easy to feel whelmed, to feel overwhelmed. It's very easy to even like let our schedule slip and we're working when we should be playing with our kids or doing something. And I wanted to share with you some of the things that I'm doing with my schedule that really help me to feel good and to feel like I have energy, and to help me to enjoy my day, enjoy my life, still be a really present mom, and still get stuff done at work. And so what I ended up doing on Saturday was I ended up thinking about, man, I remember learning about this dietary theory back when I got my certification, which was talking about blue zones. So I don't know if any of you ever heard of the blue zone diet or blue zones, but what blue zones are is they're places in the world where people are living the longest, and they study their habits, what they do, like what is it about these people that are living so long. And it was great. It's a documentary on Netflix that I ended up watching Saturday morning that really like, yeah, this is good, and this is what I'm going after. So that's part of the reason too why I want to share this, is because it's so important that we live a sustainably healthy life as a mom and as a business owner. So one of the things that they said in the Blue Zone diet is these people are not working out. And what I mean by that is they are, like, one of the places was in Korea. I can't even remember the name, but it was this like place in Korea. One place was in Italy. Another place was in South America. And none of these places have gyms, okay? None of them have gyms. None of them have, you know, workout facilities. But these people are very healthy. What are they doing? Well, every day they're waking up and they're gardening. They're going outside. They're going on a walk. They are not making like conscious decisions to get 20 squats in and to, you know, make sure that they're doing all this stuff, like hustle, hustle. They're just incorporating activities that they enjoy, that they love, that has moderate exercise and moderate movement into their everyday life. So what does this mean for us? I'm going to break some of this down. So what does this mean for us? I resonate with this on such a deep level. Even when I was doing my holistic health coaching, I've never been like a gym person. And I've always been the type of person that has just loved the outdoors. And I love going on walks. And so while I do have a membership at the Y, and I do have this schedule where I drop the kids off and Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, I go and take class, that I was doing that in the winter time because the weather, it was just really cold here in Michigan. But what I've really started doing, and what I love, and what I want to encourage you to think about, is I've just started going on long walks. I even got on Amazon and got some hand weight or some like wrist weights and ankle weights for the resistance, right? Like to make it a little bit more challenging, but just going on a walk and listening to something that's uplifting, like a podcast or an audiobook or something like that, that feeds my soul, and being outside. And so I've loved that. And here's the deal, guys. Am I going to get a six pack by the summertime? No, probably not. But I don't really care about that, right? I'm 34. I'm married. Me and my husband, like, we're good. But here's what I am interested in, is I'm interested in longevity. I'm interested in the long game. I'm interested in finding ways to decrease stress and enjoy my life better. So maybe some of you listening, you're like, Melissa, I love my workout at the gym. It works for me. Don't mess with it. Great. The point is you found something that helps you to de-stress and helps you to enjoy your life. Okay. And I part of why I want to bring this up is because, you know, when we're talking about health, when we're talking about being a mom that is not overwhelmed, maybe whelmed sometimes, but is able to like do it all and achieve it all, you want to look at sustainable habits that are going to really work for you and your family. Because running a business isn't always easy. Being a mom isn't easy, right? We got to stay calm when our kids are freaking out. And obviously being a wife and being able to like fulfill that role. And if you're my people, you're hopefully somebody that's like, yeah, like we want to, you know, do the content, want to live the dream, blah, blah, blah. But the dream is being a great wife, being a great mom, and like making that the priority. And for some of you listening, you might be like, hey, Melissa, I raised my kids. It's just me and my husband now. Well, awesome. That's awesome. And that role is so important. And how are you fulfilling that bigger sense of who you are in this next season, which then leads me into your purpose, right? Part of the reason why I love my business is because I love being a mom, but this, my business, like creating content, sharing message, podcasting, this, it feeds me on a different level than a mom. And I know I have clients right now. I have one client, she's incredible. Her name's Michelle Smith. She has this mantra called, and a program called the Midlife Mandate. And I'm like, that's so good. Cause she's like, yeah, our second half should be better than our first half. You know, we've raised the kids, now it's time to raise the bar. And just so many women, you know, we love being a wife and a mom, but a lot of us actually lose touch with who we really are, what we love, what we enjoy, what our passions are, what our purpose is. And that's part of the reason why I actually love talking about personal branding, is because you have to actually get in touch with your values, what you're passionate about, what God's called you to, what he's speaking to you about, your message, your God-given identity, not your work identity, not your mom identity, not your wife identity, like got your God-given identity, and then actually implement that. That's why I love personal branding as a Christian. That's why I love having a business, because I'm creating it and building it. And so, but one of the things that they said with these blue zones was these people have a purpose. They know why they wake up every morning. And your purpose should be something that, you know, you do love and you do get excited about. You know, if you don't know your purpose, but you're just working, then I want to encourage you to reach out to me and to connect with me, because I want to help you uncover why you're here on planet Earth, what you love, what you're excited about, what you get results in, what you're proficient in, because that, doing that, it just makes you wake up in the morning. It gives you a sense of purpose. So if you don't have that, I want to encourage you to start. You know, I say to people all the time, make a list of 100 things that you love to do. If you haven't done that yet, do it. It's going to be very enlightening. You'll, at the beginning, the first like 20 that you do, it's going to be like, oh, I love this. I love this. I want to do this in my life, blah, blah, blah. And then around like 20 or 30, you're like, man, this is hard. And it's because it's like, yeah, it's time to go deep. It's time to think, man, you know, I would love to have an orphanage where I'm able to bring incredible opportunities to kids in different places that have never experienced, you know, this type of chocolate bar or this type of experience, and showcase the love of God. It's like, it's where you really start to dream and get deep. So that's another thing. So they live, you know, they find healthy habits, right? Which we'll talk about food in a second. They find healthy habits like walking or right, gardening, right? They do that every day. It's activity. Maybe for some of you, like I have had a cleaning lady before, and now I'm starting to think, you know, I burn calories moving around my house, getting on my hands and knees, washing the floor, vacuuming, like maybe that should just be my workout, right? Am I going to get a six pack? No. But am I going to be incorporating like small habits over a long period of time that are going to help me to live a sustainably healthy lifestyle? Yes. Which one do I want? I'm going for the long game. So there's that. Hey, did you know that right now, the number one thing that the algorithms are pushing across all social media platforms is, you guessed it, short form video. However, you might be finding it very time consuming to keep up with the high demand of video content for your business. Maybe you're not even sure if you're quote unquote doing it right and reaching your ideal audience. Well, at Rise Social Media Agency, we specialize in video content, and we will create, edit, and post your content for you so that you can focus on what you do best, running your business. From content creation to strategy to graphic design, creating lead magnets, and setting up automation, we will help you create content that captures your brand story and take the weight of social media off your shoulders. If this sounds like something that you're interested in, click the link below in the show notes to book a call. So we talk about exercise or movement, having a purpose. Here's another thing, food. A lot of people are like, Melissa, you know, how do you, right? Literally, how do you be a mom and then like do the food and like keep, you know, stay healthy and live a purpose? That's what we're talking about. I'm going to talk about the food. Okay. I cook with my kids. I have done that since they were like two. I incorporate them into that experience and I make it an activity that we do together. So you might have seen this weekend, I did a little Instagram video. My daughter has a sharp knife. She's seven and she's cutting off the tips of the strawberries. I'm like, hey, we want a little fruit salad. Can you make that? And because I have taken the time during like to cook, and I've learned it and I'm trying to pass it on to my kids, which is also super important for their confidence and just like, you know, them learning skills that are going to be like lifestyle skills. But I'm offloading some of those tasks to my kids and we're making it a part of our regular everyday life. So let me just make this super practical. Is at 3:30, I walk to the school, which is in my neighborhood. Hey, healthy lifestyle, right? I'm not driving unless it's really, really bad weather. I'm walking to the school, I'm getting my kids, and then we're coming home. And then because my husband works the night shift, he has a really demanding schedule working at the police. We start making dinner. And so I'll have them chop up vegetables. I'll have them, you know, help me with the rice and get the water, like really simple, easy things that they feel like we're connecting, which we are. We're connecting, we're talking, we're cooking together. Like it's a lifestyle and I love it. So we're able, you know, just so many people are like, I don't have time to cook. And I get that. There are days like some days it's like charcuterie. We're doing charcuterie, guys, which they kind of love. Actually, it's like, do you want crackers or do you want toast? Do you want turkey or do you want ham? Do you want, you know, grapes or do you want strawberries? And like create your plate, right? Sometimes it's that because we don't have time. We don't have time to make dinner. But majority of the nights I strive to try to cook something, not just because it's a healthy choice, but because it's a way for me to eat food that I love and also create a bond and a connection with our kids. Like memories are made in the kitchen. Delicious food is made in the kitchen. We do dance parties. I'll put music on the Alexa and we'll be cooking and singing, you know, Taylor Swift. My daughter loves that. We belong together. You belong with me, or whatever that one is. And it's fun. And then we eat together. This is another thing. I hope you're good. I could talk about this on and on and on. I love this lifestyle habits. But one of the things that we also try to incorporate is I have a calendar, but it's a daily scripture. And so when we go to sit down, I try to like dim the lights and we set the table. Like it's an experience. And this is not hard to do. This is not an over the top thing. This is just like wanting to make your home a haven, which I talked about earlier in the year. But I'll like dim the lights. We'll put on some light background music. One of my favorite things to do is say, Alexa, put on Italian dinner music or French dinner music. And, you know, we'll just like play it lightly in the background and the kids love it. And then I'll have my kids read a scripture and we'll pray and I'll light a candle and then we'll eat together at the table. And I have chosen to do that. I got to give a shout out to my mom because we did eat dinner together most nights when I got a little bit older. Sometimes after my dance classes, I would be eating by myself. But most of the time, that was like how we spent time together as a family. And those are such precious times to me. During dinner, we'll talk about what's your peach and what's your pit. Ask my kids, which they love. So they'll say the best part of their day, their worst part of their day. And then me and my husband, Kian, will do it too. It's wonderful. And so I that time at 3:30, I stop working. I'm done. No, I don't take calls. If every once in a while, if I need to meet with a client, and we're just our schedules are misaligned, okay, I will take a call, but I protect that time because my priority is I'm doing this to be a mom. I'm doing this to invest in my kids. If I'm going to be showing up here and creating content for other people, but I'm not, teaching, instructing, and present with my family, with my kids, then to me, I've missed it. So that I protect that. So what else does that mean as far as scheduling? I'm waking up at 5. Waking up at 5, I'm spending time with God. And I set some calls at 6 a.m. Or I will get some work done early in the morning so that I can be done early. And that's why I love being an entrepreneur, because I can manage my schedule. That also means sometimes when I put my kids to bed and my husband's working, I'm working. Right? So I might be working at 8 o'clock. Like last night, I worked from 8:30 to about 10:15, which isn't ideal. I try to go to bed, at like 9:30, but that's what I do. So yeah, but that's it. Blue zone. We're bringing it back. Check out the blue zones. Is having moderate, regular, everyday exercise, it doesn't have to be crazy. Do it something that you love. Set your priorities, set a schedule that's going to work for you, and then protect it and stick to it, right? So that's something that I do. Have dinner with your kids, cook with your kids. This weekend, I loved this weekend. It was actually quite relaxing. I told my kids, I was like, right, guys. We got to clean out your bedrooms. Like, there's clutter. So, we got to go through your toys. So, we had like all the toys that they don't play with as much downstairs. And then we had the toys they play with more in their bedroom, but their bedrooms were overwhelmed. And so, I ended up taking their toys. And I was like, right, guys, the toys in the basement, we are cleaning it out. We're going to donate it. And then, if we do that, if we donate lots of toys and then we clean out your bedrooms, guess what? We will buy you a new toy. You want to know why? Because out with the old, in with the new. When we get rid of and we shed, this is a spiritual principle. When we shed the old wineskin, right? When we shed the old things, we make room for the new things. And so I wanted to show them that, hey, when you get rid of the old stuff, you're going to get something new. So we did that and it was great. And we made it an activity. I did it with them, we cleaned with them. Here's the other thing. On the way, I was like, man, the car's kind of dirty too. So on the way, I'm like, hey guys, should we clean the car? And they're like, nah. I'm like, hey, listen, work hard, play hard. If we clean the car, right, we vacuum it, we get it washed, we'll get hot chocolate on the way. They're like, yeah. So we're playing music. We clean the car together. They got the little vacuums and they helped out. We're laughing, having a good time. It was fab. It was fab. And I really wanted to just do this podcast episode because, as much as I love content, creating personal brand, blah, 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 this is so much a part of my identity is what it means to me to own a business is being able to be a great mom and a great wife. And, that's the other part about Blue Zones. Here's the last thing that I'll say, because I could probably keep going with this. And check out that documentary on Netflix. But, is like that time with my husband and, that intimate time as well, which is super important, which I maybe join my community and ask me or send me a message about that, because I don't know if I feel fully comfortable talking about that on here, but that's so important and making time for that and enjoying that. And, doing fun things together. Like the other night, we spent some time. I was like, hey, should we download, Wheel of Fortune? So we had like snacks and we downloaded Wheel of Fortune and we just played Wheel of Fortune together. And then I fell asleep because I'm an early bird and he stayed up a little bit later. But here's what I'm gonna say is I think when I was younger, I thought that the big and the grand meant I was having more fun. And as I'm getting older, I am finding that fun is an attitude. And so if you're overwhelmed today and you're feeling like, ugh, then I want to encourage you. You do not have to have a big, fancy, expensive house to be happy. You do not have to have the latest Amazon find to be happy. You do not have to have, you know, a bunch of followers or, you know, loads of just all the things to be happy. You don't have to have, you know, whatever, be invited to the party to be happy. You can choose to be happy. We have the power. We have the power, first of all, of the living God living inside of us, Jesus Christ, his presence. Like, first of all, just that worship, that time. I'm like, man, get time in the presence of God. Don't just read the word. Don't just pray. In your praying, get in the presence, right? If you don't know what that means, if you don't know what that looks like, if you haven't experienced the tangible presence, the love of God, number one, daily habit. You can do that in your car. I have had times of where I'm driving my kids somewhere and I'm putting worship music on and I'm sobbing, crying. It is not like, we don't want to live this segmented life. We are these holistic beings that move through our day, that move through the earth. And I want to encourage you to be intentional and thoughtful about how you do that and figure out what works for you. But like, you know, take 100% full responsibility. This is, I'm preaching to myself, my friends, 100% full responsibility for your own attitude. On, you know, Saturday, whatever, when I woke up whelmed, I woke up early because my heart was racing and I was thinking about stuff with my business. And I was like, I need to calm down. My cortisol levels are out of this world right now. So I just started getting time in presence with God. Started just thanking him. Thank you, God. I know I'm not where I want to be, but I am on my way. I love that. I think Joyce Meyer says that. You know, and so take full responsibility. You can go on a vacation. You can be on the beach and be absolutely miserable because guess what? You've brought you with you, but you could be cleaning your car and picking up, you know, you don't even want to see what was on the bottom of my car. And just being so happy. That is prosperity. That's prosperity. Having an attitude of gratitude, not striving for anything, being grateful for everything. You know, showing up to give value to people more than receiving, trusting that God's got your whole life, your whole future in the palm of his hand, knowing that he sees you today. Seriously, if you're listening to this and you've been praying, God, do you see me? Do you, like, can you send me some encouragement? Hello. Hi, it's me, Melissa. I'm your digital, I'm your digital telegram. Just saying God sees you today. He's heard your prayers. He loves you. He's for you. He's with you. And he's your ever-present help in trouble. So today, I hope that this episode was helpful. If you are needing clarity, if you're like, man, you know, what Melissa was talking about with like the purpose, because that is so important. That is so important. If you're like, I need help getting clarity, I have 3 steps, which there's more than 3 in there, but I have steps to get clarity on, it's really your purpose. It's really your calling. In the marketing world, in the business world, it's personal brand. In like the ministry world, it's what's your calling? what's your message? And so I have that, and I'm going to put that in the show notes. 3 steps to getting clarity on your brand messaging. Please grab it because it's going to be helpful. It's good questions to think about. And I want to encourage you that if you found this episode helpful, it really helps the show if you leave a review. If you subscribe, if you leave a review, if you tell your friends about it, if you say, hey, this crazy girl, Melissa, yeah, she told me that I should wake up a little bit earlier so I can end my day a little bit earlier and I'm going to do it and you're excited about it. Hey, I want to know about that too. Send me a message. I love, 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 love getting messages from you guys. I got to meet with one of a girl who sent me a message. She sent me an email just saying, hey, your podcast has really helped me. I ended up finding her. We got on a Zoom call. We might end up working together. That's how this goes, guys. So I'm genuinely wanting to make connections and relationships. So Please reach out, like and subscribe, share this episode, and be on the lookout for another episode from the She Can Share podcast next week.